Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for
for life in this day. Keep us sheep safe from all hurt, harm, and danger that try to come our way. Thank you for keeping natural as well as chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. Thank you, Father, for restoring us sheep as a people and putting us on the same page. We praise and we thank you for giving us excellent health, sane and sane sound mind. We thank you, Father, for making us conscious about the foods that we put into our body. And now we know not to eat catfish. It doesn't have fins on it or scales. I say this prayer in Yahweh's name. In Yahshua's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus. Ooh, thank you, sheep, for listening to me this morning. You know, we have got to get our laugh on. The devil just constantly attacks me for no reason. Maybe it's a reason to him, but to me it's no reason. I'm trying to do what my Heavenly Father told me to do. Let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy. What do you not understand about keeping Saturday or the Sabbath holy? Read it for yourself. You'll find it written in the Bible book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening and ending Saturday evening. Next Sabbath, sheep, I want you to remind you all that that starts the Feast of First Fruits. I want you, sheep, to know, or you longtime listeners know, to have your three P's ready. And those are your pen, pencil, and paper, just in case I say something that you want to jot down. But nonetheless, you can always go to Blog Talk Radio and pull up the Feed My Sheep Show with Sandra Harris. And you'll find whatever I say written on recorded there, I pray. Now, I want you to keep in mind, sheep, that September the 27th or the 28th, I cannot remember which date it is, but there is supposedly to be a fourth blood moon. Now, these blood moons started last year in April, and I saw the first one last year in April. I have not seen the other, the last two, but the last one is supposed to be on or about September the 28th, I think, and September the 27th. And what's supposed to happen, or what the theory is behind these blood moons, is that there will be a change in rulership. So when that happens, what I want a sheep to do is whatever we're doing that is contrary to what is written in the Bible, let's stop doing, let's repent and stop doing those things that's written in this Bible. Man-made laws will send you to hell. For example, in our Constitution, it says you can abort your child. That's in the United States of American Constitution nowadays. So if you do that, you're going directly against this Bible. I wonder, when they swear the president in, do they use a holy Bible, or are they using their book of Constitution? Let me get back to this, what I'm supposed to do, and that is to read to you all the fall of Jerusalem, you know, one of the things Satan does is attacks my voice. And then before that, my telephone conversations were inaudible on Blog Talk Radio. And this morning, that's why I said, let's have a good chuckle, sheep. Let's just have a laugh about the devil attacking me. This morning, I was not able to log on to my computer. I had to call my provider, and the young man there was very nice. He helped me to log on. So I'm thankful for that. Now, when I say three, let's have a good laugh at the devil. I'm going to count. One, two, three. Let's laugh. And we're laughing at the devil. Oh, the devil is trying to keep us down, but he's not. We have authority over the devil. Sit down, devil, someplace. Leave us alone. Okay, let's go to Jeremiah chapter 39, and we're going to start reading at verse 1. Now my eyes are acting up. I don't know why, but hey, I'm going to do the best I can to get into my Father's kingdom, and I want to sit down and watch him beat you up and put you in your prison for 1,000 years. Okay, Jeremiah chapter 39, verse 1, the fall of Jerusalem. In the ninth year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the 10th month, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army against Jerusalem, and they besieged it. Besieged means to take it or surround it. And in the 11th year of Zedekiah, in the 4th month, the month, the 9th day of the month, the city was broken up. And sheep, what I want you to know is that these months are different from the month of the Hebrew calendar or the Jewish calendar. Let's pick up reading at verse 3. And all the princes of the king of Babylon came in and sat in the middle gate, even Nergal-Shareza, Samgar-Nebo, Sar-Seshim, Ray-Sar-Ray-Sayres, Negra-Shirah, Rap-Mag, with all the residue, and residue is remainder or rest of the princes of the king of Babylon. Forgive me if I mispronounce any of those names. Verse 4, and it came to pass that when Zedekiah, king of Judah, saw them and all the men of war, then they fled. And when he's saying then they fled, that's Zedekiah and his court, and went forth out of the city by night, by the way of the king's garden, by the gate betwixt. Betwixt means between the two walls. And he went out of the way of the plain. Now the plain is like a flat land or clear land. But the Chaldeans' army pursued means to chase or follow after them, and overtook Zedekiah in the plain of Jericho. And when they had taken him, they brought him up to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, in Riblah, in the land of Hamath, where he gave judgment upon them. Verse 6, then the king of Babylon slew the sons of Zedekiah in Riblah before his eyes. Also, the king of Babylon slew all the nobles of Judah. Moreover, he put out Zedekiah's eyes and bound him with chains to carry him to Babylon. I'm stopping at verse 8 so that I can tell you this, see. If you go back to Jeremiah chapter 38, verses 17, 18, and 19, let's go back there, and I'm going to try to read it. I don't know why my sight is acting funny, but it's all in God's hands. What Jeremiah had done was tell Zedekiah to go to the princes, and he would not have, if he had given himself up to the princes of Babylon, his family would have lived and his eyes would not have been put out. Now, when you go to Jeremiah chapter 38, I'm going to start reading at verse 17. I'm trying to position myself where I can see this. Okay, this is better. Jeremiah chapter 38, verses 17 through 20 is what I intend to read to you right now. Then said Jeremiah unto Zedekiah. Well, Zedekiah, let me stop right here. Zedekiah had taken Jeremiah out of the dungeon, and he brought Jeremiah secretly to him. And he asked Jeremiah to, this is what he says in verse, let me start at verse 16. So Zedekiah the king swore secretly unto Jeremiah, saying, as the Lord liveth that made us this soul, I will not put thee to death, neither will I give thee into the hand of these men that seek thy life. Verse 17, then said Jeremiah unto Zedekiah, thus said Yah the Lord, the God of hosts, and of course you know hosts means many armies, the God of Israel, if thou wilt surely go forth unto the king of Babylon's princes, then thy soul shall live, and this city shall not be burned with fire, and thus thou shalt live in thine house. But if thou wilt not go forth to the king of Babylon's princes, then shall this city be given into the hand of the Chaldeans, and they shall burn it with fire, and thou shalt not escape out of their hand. Then Zedekiah the king said unto Jeremiah, I am afraid of the Jews that are fallen into the hand of the Chaldeans, lest they deliver me into their hand and mock me. You know, mock means to taunt or to make fun. But Jeremiah said, they shall not deliver you, deliver thee. Obey, I beseech thee. I'm having to belch. The voice of the Lord said, which I speak unto you, so it shall be well with thee, and thy soul shall live. The point that I'm trying to make to you, sheep, is that if Zedekiah had listened to Jeremiah, he and his family would have lived. Let's pick up at Jeremiah chapter 39, verse 8. And the Chaldeans burned the king's house and the houses of the people with fire and broke down the walls of Jerusalem. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive unto Babylon the remnant, and remnant are the remainder or the rest of the people that remained in the city, and those that fell away, that fell unto him with the rest of the people that remained. But Deborah Zahradan, captain of the guard, left the poor of the people, which had nothing in the land of Judah, and gave them vineyards and fields at the same time. Verse 11. Now Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, that's a new king because it was Nebuchadnezzar. Now Nebuchadrezzar, the king of Babylon, gave charge concerning Jeremiah to Nebuchadrezzar, the captain of the guard, saying, take him and look well to him and do him no harm, but do unto him even as he shall say unto thee. So Nebuchadnezzar, the captain of the guard, sent, and Nebuchadnezzar and Ray Cyrus and Negro Sherazan, Ray Mag, and all the kings of Babylon's princes. Then they sent and took Jeremiah out of the court of the prison and committed him to Gedaliah, son of Ahiakim, the son of Shaphan, that he should carry him home. So he dwelt among the people. Now the word of Yah the Lord came unto Jeremiah while he was shut up in the court of the prison, saying, go and speak to Abimelech the Ethiopian, saying, thus said Yah the Lord of hosts. The God of Israel, behold, I will bring my words upon this city for evil and not for good, and they shall be accomplished that in that day before thee. Let me read verse 16 once again. And go and speak to Abimelech the Ethiopian, saying, thus said Yah the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring my words upon this city for evil and not for good, and they shall be accomplished in that day before thee. But I will deliver thee in that day, said Yah the Lord, and thou shalt not be given into the hand of the men of whom thou art afraid, for I will surely deliver thee, and thou shalt not fall by the sword, but thy life shall be for a prey. And prey here, I believe, means gift, and not a target of attack. As I pray unto thee, because thou hast trust in me, said Yah the Lord. Well, we have finished reading Jeremiah chapter 39. I pray that you should get an understanding of what is meant here at the fall of Jerusalem. And that is when Jerusalem fell in the 11th year of King Zedekiah, in the 4th month and the 9th day of that month. And I want you all to know that these calendar months, normally when I read the Bible, and if it says the 4th month, well, April comes into mind, but the months in the United States of America are different from the Hebrew calendar or the Jewish calendar. So the 10th month or the 9th month, those months are different. And I want you to understand that if Zedekiah had listened to Jeremiah in chapter 38, he and his family would have been saved. But instead, Zedekiah's eyes were put out, and his sons were slew before his eyes were put out, plus his noblemen and his household. I don't know what happened to his children. And again, that we finished reading the 39th chapter of Jeremiah. And I want to have a quick closing prayer, and that is unto our Heavenly Father. Oh, is there anything else that I want to bring up? Yeah, before I have the closing prayer, I want you to remember where I was telling you about. I want you to keep in mind about September 27th and 28th of 2015. On one of those days, there's supposed to be a blood moon, and according to what I have been told, that's when there will be a shift in earthly powers. I don't know what's going to happen. All I want us sheep to do is be ready for that change. And this is the month of May already. Let's see, May, June, July, August, September. In about another 4 months before this blood moon, just in case it does appear and there is a change, I want you sheep, us sheep, to be ready. So whatever you're doing now that goes against this Bible, you stop doing it. If you're cheating on your wife or your husband, your spouse, stop doing that. Become one with your spouse. If you are in same-sex relations, change. Get out of it before the blood moons come, and repent. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Repent means to change your way of doing that's not according to the Bible. Even eating. If you're eating swine, stop it. Get your body right so that you will be accepted into our Heavenly Father's kingdom. I know I am trying my best to get into our Father's kingdom. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we, your sheep, thank you for all things, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread, and for giving us our debt as we forgive our debt to all. I say that prayer in Yeshua's name. Amen. Yeshua's name. The more I read this Bible, the more I find that we people have been lied to in the United States of America. I find that when reading this book, the image of Jesus Christ is that of a black man. He has hair like wool. Me, listen, sheep, I want you to go to and purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald J. Eaty. Go to www.eatandlivelonger.com and purchase this book. It helps you to, it's in the Bible that tells you what to eat, but this book will tell you what to eat as well. And then go to Amazon.com and purchase my three books. My name is spelled Sondra Harris. Get The Unseen, The Broken Plant, that's a children's whodunit book, and The Passing. Those are my three books. Remember, take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And I will speak with you next time.
He won't